Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 20th chapter of Hilchos Isser Rabbia. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss the status of Kohanim nowadays. Halacha Aleph. Kol Kohanim b'zman hazeh b'chazak ahim Kohanim v'ein ochlin el b'kachay ha'gbul hu shetiyah truma shel dereihem. Nowadays, anybody who thinks they are a Kohen is indeed under a presumption that they are a Kohen. However, they are only allowed to eat certain types of sanctified foods, those that wouldn't have demanded being in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, i.e., Kudshim, Karbanos, rather they can only have other things such as Truma. And this is assuming that the Truma is something which is only rabbinic. Aval Truma shel Torah, Bechala shel Torah, Ein Ochel Osa el Koy Miuchas. However, if we are dealing with a biblical level of Truma or Chala or other certain types of things given to a Kohen, those are only allowed to be eaten if it is a Kohen who has established that their lineage indeed is from the Kohanic line. Halacha Beis. Itahu Kohen Miuchas. Now who qualifies as such a Kohen? Kol she'idu lo shnei edim shu koin ben ploni ha'koin, uploni ben ploni ha'koin, ad ish she'inu tzarech bdika, hu ha'koin shimesh al gam yizbeach. This is an individual who we have two witnesses who testify that he is a Kohen, the son of a certain Kohen, the son of a certain Kohen, until we reach a certain point where there's no longer any need to investigate further, because the individual who we've hit is somebody who we know had served in the Beis HaMikdash by the Mizbeach. She'ilu lo badku beisin ha'gadol achrav, lo ha'yum anichon otzo la'avod, because were that individual not to be a true Kohen, who had been investigated after by the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, then they would not have allowed him to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Lafikach, ein bod gemei mizbeach mala, lo min haSanhedrin mala. Accordingly, there's no need to investigate further once we reach a Kohen who had served on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, or who had served in the Sanhedrin or further. She'ein m'manim v'Sanhedrin el Kohanim l'vim v'Yisraelim miyuchasim. Because those that were appointed to the Sanhedrin as well were only ones whose lineage had been established either as a Kohen, Levi, or Israel, and thus, if they have been serving on the Sanhedrin, we know that they have good lineage. Halacha Gimel. Chala b'zman hazeh, v'afilu be'eretz Yisrael, eina shel Torah. Sh'nei amar v'vo'achem el aretz, b'yas kuchem, lo b'yas mektaschem. V'ksh'alu b'mei Ezra, lo alu kula. Chala, one of the tithes given to a Kohen, which is a small portion of the dough when a person is making dough of a certain size, that is supposed to ideally be given to a Kohen, nowadays, even in the land of Israel, is not biblical in nature. As the pasuk says, when you enter into the land, it's necessary that all of us enter into the land and not just some of us. And in the days of Ezra, when the Bnei Israel had gone back to Eretz Israel, most of them had not come. V'chein truma v'zman hazeh shel divrei sofer, ulepikach ochlim osa ha'kohanim shebizmanenu shein b'chazaka. Similarly, truma nowadays is only rabbinic in nature, and therefore, we allow Kohanim nowadays to eat it once they have been established, at least with a presumption of being a Kohen. Halacha Dalet. Misha idu alav shnei edim sheru shahay ocha b'truma shel Torah, harizem yuchas. If we have two witnesses testify about a certain individual that he was eating truma that was truma on a biblical level, in that circumstance, we can say that he is somebody who is a miyuchas Kohen. Ve'im alam liyuchsin, lo menesiyas kapayim, lo mekriyas Torah b'rishon, v'lo mechilek truma beis agronos, v'lo b'yed echad. However, other things, such as the fact that the Kohen might have duchened in shul, or that he was called to read from the Torah first, or that he had received truma as part of the distribution out in the silos, or if there had only been one witness saying that he had eaten truma on a biblical level, none of these are able to establish him as being a Kohen Miyuchas. Halacha Hei. Kohen Miyuchas Shemar B'nizeh Kohen Hu, Ein Malos Oliyuchsin Apiv, Ad Shevi Edim Shu B'no. If a Kohen, who is a Miyuchas Kohen, says that this individual, who's his son, is a Kohen, then we still cannot take his word for it. We can't allow him to be defined as a Kohen Miyuchas as well, until we have two witnesses come and say that indeed this fellow is his son. Halacha Vav. Kohen Miyuchas Shatza Hu V'Ishto She'adanu Shehi K'sher L'Medina Acheres Uba Hu V'Hi Ubanim K'ruchin Acherehen V'Amar Isha Shatza Yimi Hi Zu V'Elu Baneha Eino Tzarech Havi Edim Lo Al Isha V'Lo Al Banim. If a Kohen Miyuchas left him and his wife, then we knew she was a fitting, proper wife to marry a Kohen, and they went off to a different country, and then he and she and children of theirs, along with them, return. And the Kohen says that this was my wife who had left with me, same woman, and these are her children. And there's no need to bring any witnesses about the woman or about the children. If she had died, however, and the Kohen says that these are her children, in that circumstance, the Kohen needs to bring witnesses who say that these are his sons. However, he doesn't have to bring any witnesses about the mother that she was valid. Because she had already left under the presumption of being a woman who was fit to marry a Kohen. Halacha Zayin. Yatza Kohen Miyuchas L'Medina Acheres. Ubahu Ve'ishto Vana Va'amar Isha Zu Nasasi Ve'elu Baneha. if a Kohen who is a Kohen Miyuchas left another country, and then he returns along with his wife and his kids, and he says, this woman who I married, and these are her children, they are valid. In that circumstance, he needs to bring witnesses that indeed this woman was a valid to marry Kohen woman. And ve'eno maybe edim she'ilu banah. He does not need to bring witnesses that these are her children. V'hu she'iu kruchin acharav. This is assuming, though, that they were hung on to her. They were grabbing on to her. They seemed like her children. V'im ba b'shtei nashim, ve'vi ra'al achas, afal pisha banim k'tanim kruchin acharav, darach levi ra'al lehen, shem abanav min acharatim, nechuchu achar zu ha'miyuchases. If, however, he comes back with two wives, and he brings proof about one of them that she was kosher to marry a Kohen, even though the young children are with them and they are clinging on to her, in that case, he needs to bring a proof about them in order for them to be established as Kohanim Miyuchasim as well, because maybe they are his sons from the other woman who we have not established was a woman who was fit to marry a Kohen. And just because there are two women in the household, they've gone and connected themselves to this other woman who's not their mother and who we have not established her credentials. Lachaches. Bahu uvana bamar isha nasasi bamesa ve'ilu banaha. Maybe edim she'osa isha k'shira ha'isa ve'ilu banaha. If he returns with his sons and says that a woman who I married there who was kosher died and had sired these children, in that circumstance, he needs to bring witnesses that the woman that he had indeed married was a valid woman and these are her children. The same halachos apply when we are talking about Yisrael, who is miyuchas, and a Levi, who is miyuchas. And then afterwards, we can testify regarding this son that he'll be fit to serve on the Sanhedrin. Halachatas. Ein mal mishtaris lekuna. One is not able to use proof from a document that somebody is a Kohen. Ketzad, let me now illustrate what that means. Harishaya kasa b'shtar ploni Kohen, lava b'ploni, v'hilvahu kach b'kach, v'edim amata, emach zikin b'hen Kohen zeh, shehu miyuchas, shem alo edu ala al milveh. If it was said in a document that a certain person who was a Kohen borrowed money from a certain person, and this was the amount that he had borrowed, and then witnesses sign below, we cannot work with this assumption that indeed this Kohen is a Kohen miyuchas. For perhaps they'd only been signing regarding the actual loan itself. Now, this is true specifically regarding establishing him as a Kohen Miyuchas. However, with regards to simply establishing this individual as being a Kohen like any other Kohen nowadays who claims they're a Kohen and therefore has a presumption of being a Kohen, we are able to establish them based off of these documents or the fact that he's been seen eating truma or challah, which is rabbinic nowadays, or any of the other items that would qualify as kachi gavul. And moreover, even if a single witness claims that they are a Kohen, or we've seen them tochin, or be called to the Torah first, in all of these, that's sufficient in order to establish them as being a Kohen like any other Kohen nowadays, but not a Kohen miyuchas. Halacha yod. V'chein kol Kohen sh'amar b'ni zeh Kohen, ne'man l'ha'achilo b'truma, li'osu b'cheskes Kohen, v'ein tarach l'vi raya lo'al banim lo'al isha. And so to any Kohen who says that this son of mine, he's a Kohen, he's believed to be able to feed him truma, and to have him be considered under the presumption of being a Kohen nowadays, and there's no need to bring any proof about the children or about the woman. Halacha yod aleph. Sh'naim sh'bal medina zeh, omer ani v'chaveri Kohen, v'zeh omer ani v'chaveri Kohen, aval pisha nirin k'gomlin zeh zeh, ha'yol ne'manin v'shnei v'cheskes Kohen. If two people come from some faraway place, and each of them says, I, as well as my friend, are Kohanim, in that circumstance, even though it looks like they are just working together in order to help one another out, in that circumstance, they are still believed, and both are now under the presumption of being a Kohen. V'chein eich amar isi zeh sh'nasa kapav, o sh'achav b'truma, o sh'chalig al gorin, o sh'kar b'tor rishon, v'kar acharav levi, machzikin osa b'kuna al piv. Similarly, if we have a single witness who says that he saw this man duchin, or eat truma, or that he was given truma out at the silo, or that he had been called up to the Torah first, and then afterwards they called the Levi. In that circumstance as well, based off of that testimony, we can say that this man will be presumed to be a Kohen. And comparably, if he says that he was called second to the Torah after a Kohen, then he's presumed to be a Levi. Truma, Ein malan osa lakuna b'edus zu. If the witness, however, testifies they had seen this individual amongst his brothers divide truma that was left to them from their father who was a Kohen, in that circumstance we cannot assume that they are going to be Kohanim because of this testimony. Because perhaps he is a Chalal, but nonetheless he had monetary rights to his father's inheritance, and he took the portion of his inheritance from truma in order to sell it. If somebody comes nowadays and says that he's a Kohen, he's not believed on that alone, and we cannot allow him to be presumed to be a Kohen, to be called to the Torah first, or to Tochen, or to eat Kachi Gvul, until he has one witness backing up that claim. But his words have been effective in now forbidding him to marry a divorcee or a woman who's defined as a zona or a chalala, and he's not allowed to become impure to a corpse. Vim nasa o nitma loka. If indeed he marries one of these individuals or he becomes impure in contact with a corpse, so then he'll receive lashes. But if elas lo sabik chalala, and a woman who has relations with him is now considered in doubt as to whether she's a chalala. Lachi yodalet. Vim haya masiyach lebi tumo nelan. However, if the man had been talking about himself and had been speaking in innocence, then he'll be believed. Kate Zad, the Rambam now illustrates, Ma'aseh be'echachay masiyach lebi tumah. Bamar, Zachar ani kishayisi tinok v'ayisi morkavah k'seifo shel abi, hoti uni v'esa sefer, v'shituni kutanti, v'et biluni v'echol truma l'erev, v'chavirai bodli meni, v'hayu korin osi yochanan ochel chalos, v'elo rabbeinu hakadosh l'kuna al piyatzma. The Rambam explains, what does it mean to speak innocently, i.e. not with the intention of testifying about yourself? So, there was one story that occurred in the days of the Tanam, where there was a certain fellow who was speaking, and he said he remembers how when he was a young boy, he had been riding on his father's shoulder, and they took him out of school, and they took off his clothing, and they dunked him in the mikvah in order to enable him to eat truma that evening. And all his friends separated from him, and they all referred to him as Yochanan, the eater of challah. And Rebbe, the great Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, the one who compiled Mishnayos, was willing to establish him as a Kohen on this basis. Halacha Tezvav. An adult is believed to say that he remembers back when he was a minor that he had seen a certain individual immerse and eat truma that evening, and based off of that, we can establish him as a Kohen. Nowadays, if somebody comes and says he's a Kohen, and one witness sort of backs up that claim, and he says that I know that his father was a Kohen, that's not sufficient basis for us to establish him as a Kohen, because perhaps, even if his father was a Kohen, he was a Chalal. However, if we had already known that his father was a Kohen, or two witnesses come in and say that his father was a Kohen, in that circumstance, then we can keep him with the same presumption of his father, and we'll assume he too is a Kohen. Lachatez Zayin. If somebody had been established as a Kohen, Halacha Tet Zayin. If somebody's father had been under the presumption of being a Kohen, and yet a rumor goes out about the son, that he's the son of a divorcee or a woman who had chalitza done to her, in that case we have to be concerned for such a rumor, and we remove him from having the status of a Kohen. That's about a rumor. If, however, one witness comes in, which is stronger than a rumor, and testifies that this individual is indeed a valid Kohen, then on the basis of that, we can establish him to be a Kohen. If stronger than one witness is two witnesses, and two witnesses come in afterwards, and they testify that he was a Chalal, then we remove him once again from the status of being a Kohen. If then one aide comes in and testifies that he is valid, so he combines with the prior aide who had done so, Manusa Lakuna, then we bring him back to the status of a Kohen, Sheza Achar Mitzarif Leid Rishon, Vari Shnaim Eden Shuv Kasher, Ushnaim Eden Shuv Pasol, Yidachu Elu Veilu, Yidachu Akol, Sheshnaim Kmeya, Yishar Kohen Bechazak Zavim. In that circumstance, since this witness joins with the other one who had said that he was valid, the two of them combat the two of them who had said that he was not, and therefore they both fall away, as well as the rumor, because once you're dealing with the level of testimony, rumors are totally disregarded. So the rumors fall away too, at which point then he goes back to being under the presumption of his father, who is a Kohen. Halacha Yudzayin. Isha Shalosha Asa Shalosha Chadashim Achar Baila V'Yalda. If a woman did not wait the appropriate 3 months after her husband's death or after a divorce, as she was supposed to before getting remarried, and then she gives birth to a child. And we don't know whether this child came from the first man and had been born after 9 months, or from the second man and was born after 7 months. And one of them was a Kohen, the other woman was Israel. In that circumstance, it's a situation of doubt whether he's a Kohen. And similarly, if the infant of a Kohen, the infant of Yisrael, got mixed up, and then they grew up, each one of them is treated as potentially being a Kohen. We have to give them the stringencies of both. They are supposed to marry women who are fit to marry a Kohen, and they are not allowed to become impure with contact with a corpse. And they are not allowed to eat truma. And if they indeed do marry a woman who is a divorcee, we insist they get divorced, but they do not receive lashes. If there are two children of Kohanim which get mixed up, or the wife of a Kohen who didn't wait the appropriate 3 months, as was described, and then married another Kohen and gives birth, we don't know whether it was from the first Kohen or the second Kohen. In that circumstance, we have to give the child the stringencies of both. Who owning a lamb, bane owning a love. He will mourn over them, and they will mourn over him. Who ain mitamin lamb, behem ainun mitamin lo. However, they do not become impure on behalf of him, and he does not become impure on behalf of them. But ola bishmaro shelzeh, and he must go and serve in his watch in the base of Megdash, following each of their homes, each of their bate avos. And he does not receive a portion amongst them, though. He must serve, but he's not able to benefit and receive his portion amongst the karbanos, the various avodos that occur in the base of Megdash. However, if they were both from the same exact group, the same broader family of Kohanim, and the more specific family, then in that circumstance, he does receive one portion. When is this true? Specifically, when they are both coming from marriage. However, if the child had been born through licentiousness outside of the confines of marriage, in that circumstance, we silence the status of being a Kohen entirely regarding this individual, since it's not known with certainty who his father is. And the pasuk says regarding Aaron that it shall be the kahuna for him and his children after him, once we know that they are indeed children after Aaron. They can trace their identity back to him. L'chaf, ketzat, the Rambam now illustrates, Asar ha-Kohanim sheferesh echad mehem ubal, sheharei avlad kohen vaday, v'aval pikein, ho'av eno yodei aviv she'isiach etzlo, v'shalken ozo midin kuna. If you had 10 Kohanim, one of them separated from the group and had relations with a woman, and the child, therefore, is certainly a Kohen, nonetheless, since it's not known which one of them is his father, in that case, we silence the status of being a Kohen by him. V'eno ovid v'lo ochel v'lo cholik. He's not able to serve in the Mikdash, he's not able to eat truma or other kachim, and he's not able to receive a portion from those items. V'imnit malamesin onasa grusha loka she'en kansa v'keter. However, if he becomes impure with contact with a corpse, or he marries a woman who he's not allowed to, such as a divorcee, in that circumstance he will receive lashes, because there is no doubt as to whether or not he's really a Kohen. We know in essence he's a Kohen, and therefore he has no leniency. Have a wonderful day.